Next up, we've got With Joe with Just the Start.
But I don't blame her. You're still the air of my lungs. I just can't believe you look at me the way I see you. Look, it's on my side, our lips touch, and then I realize it's all in my head. We only just met. Sat upstairs with hazy eyes as I watch the city lights fly by.
So the conceit of this song is one of a misunderstanding or miscommunication where someone feels like they had a connection with someone and it turns out they didn't somehow, which is very painful. And I could ask for more details about why this misunderstanding came about, but ultimately that doesn't matter to me at all because there's so much to appreciate about this song. I love the vocals. I love how they alternate between short staccato lines and longer, more legato lines. That just adds a ton of interest for me. And this is something I had noticed right away on my first listen. I think I mentioned this at the listening party. This combined with great melodies and dizzying jumps of falsetto that definitely convey the feeling of like an exhilarating roller coaster love affair. So the singing here is an absolute delight for me and recalls to mind early 80s synth pop like Yaz or Bronski Beat. I mean, I only have a couple of notes of things that I could suggest about this song. And the first one is it could be a little bit longer. Like another verse and chorus would not have been unwelcome at all. Yeah. And secondly, there are a few places you can hear where surgical edits were done, where bits of vocals were spliced together to make things fit. Not a big deal at all. It's like it does not reduce my enjoyment of this song one bit.
Yeah, this song is impressive lead vocals, like crazy impressive. Really, really excellent. The song itself is about ghosting. And I guess ghosting is a type of misunderstanding or miscommunication. So sure, checks that box more or less. It seems, like you mentioned, very much in the spirit of the 80s synth pop that many people my age were listening to 40 years ago. And I didn't really gain an appreciation for it until a couple of decades later. You know, right now I'm very much an admirer. You know, sort of rediscovering some of it is a lot of fun. I think this is very enjoyable, and the lead vocal performance, again, an impressive delight. My only nitpick, though, is that I think that this song could use some bass. I think that it's mostly up in the high end, the mid to high end, and they could use a pretty good bass line. I hope that's not some sort of a thing that I missed out for, you know, bad headphones or something like that. But yeah, I thought it was pretty low on the bass. I mean, it needed low bass, if you know what I mean. Not that it was low. It was short on bass. There we go.
As a bass player, that sounds like something you can appreciate.
Yeah.